Okay, sir.
Yes.
I tried calling the installation office twice. I'm unable to get in touch with anyone. I'm unable to leave a message. So the most that I'm going to be able to do is to send an email over to the installation office requesting that you please be contacted in regards to being provided with an update pertaining to when you would expect the text to arrive. So I'm getting that email set up to send now.
This is very unacceptable. I'll be calling Best Buy here in a second, right after.
I would say that when you call Best Buy, you might ask them to inquire if they're able to contact the warehouse. If the product has been picked up from the warehouse, because I don't see a pickup signature on the order, which could indicate that the product may not have been available for pickup. And if that was the case, then the responsibility of someone to reach out to you to give you the update that the product wasn't available would have lied on the warehouse, and they should have reached out to you to let you know if the product wasn't available. But I don't know if it was or was not, but when you do call Best Buy, they could get that information. They could reach out to the warehouse and ask, you know, was the product available? Was the product provided to the technician? And that would help to give a better idea and understanding if the product is with the tech and on the truck, you know, and that, you know, in regards to if the install is even going to happen. And I apologize that I'm not able to reach anyone, but I am definitely sending this email over as quickly as possible. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. And it won't be too much longer now. Okay, so I have sent that email over to the installation office requesting that you please be contacted. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Get the delivery here.
If I had the ability to do that, I would absolutely do that for you. No problem whatsoever, but I can't even find out what's going on with the delivery, so I apologize about that.
Don't you guys have cell phones?
Well, the only contact information that I have currently is the information to reach out to the installation office, and no one is answering, and the voicemail box is full. So therefore, I sent an email over. I don't know if your phone is like mine, but if the head installer has his email attached to his smartphone, when that email just now, within a matter of a minute, he should have a notification on his smartphone that says that he has an email from XPO. And then him knowing that his company is contracted to perform these installs by XPO, he would know that he needs to check that email and see what's going on. And then follow the instruction in the email to contact his techs and request that they contact you, because, you know, it's a privilege for that installation office to have the contract that they do have with us to perform these installations and deliveries for Best Buy, because that's guaranteed work for them. Every time someone in their area goes into a Best Buy store, purchases an appliance with the installation service, maybe and delivery as well, they get an order sent over to them. That's guaranteed work If they don't have that contract with us, then they're just relying upon the general public to contact them for whatever jobs they need, and maybe they'll get work, maybe they won't. So, in order for them to keep their contract with us, they have to, do a good job. So I'm sure the installation office is going to want to do that, and they're going to want to provide the best job they can. And I apologize that you haven't been contacted as of yet.
Oh, I'll be writing a nice review about, this company. So trust me, they're going to not like it for sure.
Okay. Well, sir, first and foremost, I would ask that you might check with Best Buy if they can, possibly reach out to the warehouse pickup location to find out if the product was even available for the techs to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
which has been one of the biggest gripes that I have had. One of the biggest things that have grinded my gears for the longest time is the fact that we don't have a policy in place, which, if I could put the policy in place, I would, but we don't have a policy in place that states that if a product is not available, then the technician is to contact us here, that we would be their first line of contact. They would just call and say, hey, for this order, the product's not available. Please call the customer and let them know. But that policy doesn't exist, because Best Buy's policy is that if the product is not available at the warehouse for the tech to pick up, the tech is to carry on with his day, and the people at the warehouse are then to reach out to the customer to let the customer know, we apologize, your product was not available, but we can see in our computer system that it will be available on this date, and we can assist you with rescheduling, to a date that works better for you based on product availability. So that's part of the reason why we don't reach out, is because we don't have any idea. We have no information pertaining to product availability. But I still think it'd be nice if we would give a courtesy call to the customer just to say, hey, the product wasn't available. We apologize. Please contact Best Buy. Because if your time frame had been like 3 to 5 or 5 to 7 and you waited around all day, for the techs to show up and they never showed up, and the warehouse never called you, I mean, that would be even worse, So I'm completely sympathetic to, what's going on. And I understand your upsetness and frustration, and I apologize, about this situation and scenario.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call Best Buy now.
So. Okay. Well, sir, I would just like to thank you very much for your call to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.